is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
It's America's money program, Money Talk, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Money Talk is the program where you can learn how to become your own personal financial manager and take charge of your personal financial future. Everything from investing in those tax-privileged accounts to investing for the future goals, such as investing for the education of the young sprouts. And by acquiring that investment knowledge, you can control your financial future. That's what it's all about here on Money Talk. The tools to achieve personal financial freedom for yourself and your family, and hopefully someday reside in that land of critical mass. I know many of our Money Talk listeners are living in the land of critical mass. They don't have any alarm clocks, and they're enjoying life. And that's well-deserved for those who have worked hard and saved and invested during their lifetime. Let's get Mike on the line. Mike is listening in Campbell, California. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bob. Long-time listener and subscriber. Good show today.
Thank you.
Last week I understand there was a lot of questions about bond funds and should I get in them and should I not get them. But my question's a little bit different. It's really about setting up a strategy where I set up a ladder of both short-term and long-term general obligation bonds and holding them till maturity. From an investment profile, I have about $2 million in stocks and I have about $600K in cash that I need to do something with. I got some stock options from a company that sold, and I'm just trying to, I think bonds are the right way to go, but I'm scared about the bond fund story, but I'm thinking, what about setting up a ladder and going direct?
You can do that. You can do a ladder. I'm not a fan of owning long-term bonds at this time, although it's true if you buy a long-term bond and hold it to maturity and it's a quality bond, you should get your money back and you should earn the interest. But you may have some pain along the way if you watch the price of a long-term bond. If rates normalize, as they appear to be doing, you're not going to see 30-year treasuries around low threes. You're not going to see that if rates normalize. A normalized rate on a 10-year treasury would probably be something in the area of five and a fraction. And
right.
You're not going to be a happy camper if you buy it today and it goes to that normalized level. So if you're going to go out and put a ladder of bonds, I would keep them short.
Keep them short. And so, if you keep them till the end, though, even till maturity, when the interest rates do impact them, what's the impact? During that period, do I just get a smaller income payment? Is that really what the trade off is?
Let's take a look at the 30-year treasury, and the 30-year treasury is yielding a little more than 3%, and let's just for reasons of comparison, let's say 3% would be your long-term yield that you would buy. And let's say you buy, of course, if it's a treasury, you have no credit risk. But here's what happens. So for 30 years, let's say you get 3 and a fraction. And what happens over that period of time, let's say the 30-year normalizes into a 5 to 6% range as time goes by. Well, first of all, if that happens within, with a lot of years left on the maturity, then you're going to see a big drop in the price of the bond you own. Of course, you can hold it to maturity 30 years from now and get your money back, but you're going to see a huge drop in the price, which could be very painful knowing that that money is gone for the moment. It'll come back, but it's gone for the moment. And the other thing to remember is that if inflation increases down the road, you're still getting the fixed coupon that you bought. So that's
right.
What you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. I see no trade-off there right now. I'd rather be short.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Now, again, that represents my opinion. I'm sure there are people out there with differing opinions, but That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. We head out to Appleton, Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to Money Talk.
Afternoon, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
I'm trying to understand a comparison with my pension about taking a lump sum or annuitizing it. And I just wondered if you could explain what's a good methodology to use to make that comparison.
Well, you always have to do a comparison between what they're offering you and then make a decision based on that. What is your lump sum option?
$617,000.
They will give you that much, which you could roll into an IRA, right?
That is correct.
All right, what is your, not counting this money, Jim, what is your net worth?
$3.5 million.
Okay, so this represents an increase in your net worth from 3.5 to 4.1. If anything were to happen to you, do you have heirs?
Yes.
That you care about? Okay. So, all right, that is a nice increase in your net worth, but it's not necessarily a game breaker. Let's talk about the alternative. What is the payout that they are offering you if you don't take the lump sum?
Well, of course, there's different options.
That could get more. Here's the problem. That could get more, Jim, than we can do on the radio.
Sure.
Give me the one that looks like the one you would look at.
The one I would look at was the 100% with my wife, and that would be essentially $33,000
a year.
I'm sorry. Yeah, $33,000 a year.
And that's about roughly. That's roughly 5% payout. I have a couple of follow-ups. Is that payout indexed to inflation?
It is not.
Okay, that's a negative. Either of you smokers?
No.
Okay. I would say that some people will wonder why I asked you that, but if they're wondering that, then they're not paying attention to the program. Here's the deal. A 5% payout seems fair right now, today. The fact that it is not indexed to inflation is definitely in the negative column, but still, a 5% payout today seems like a fair amount. Now, on the other hand, here's why I would not take it. Here's why I would not take it. I would take the lump sum for the following reason, and I think yours for me. I'm only speaking for myself, certainly not suggesting what you should do, only telling you what I would do. And this is a decision I've already made based on what you've told me. I would say that I could take that $617,000, and I think you could as well, and you could roll that into an IRA, and you could invest that money in a balanced portfolio and take out a 4% annual withdrawal, which is only 1% less than they're offering you, and you'd still have the $617,000 earning dividends and interest every year and potentially even growing a little bit over time. I'm going to put the, for me, Jim, this is a no-brainer.
Bob, that's exactly what I thought, too, especially because of the not being indexed to inflation. Eventually, it'll flip over, and I would do better with the money in an IRA myself.
Well, the way I look at it is, the reason I put it in the no-brainer category is, first of all, you have another 3.5 aside from this. But second of all, just treating this in an absolute sense, the way I look at it is, I'm going to put a 4% withdrawal rate in here, you know, when I start needing the money. If that's now, that's fine. I'm going to put a 4% withdrawal rate in here, which I will review every year to make sure it's working. And that'll put me 1% behind what they guaranteed me. And this is the killer right here. This is where you sink the battleship right here. And the $617,000 is your money.
I understand, Bob. Thanks for confirming what I was thinking. You have a wonderful
game,
day.
Set, match. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Hi, this is Polly Waite. CPA, realtor, and wife of celebrity craftsman Chip Wade. The Home Depot is the place for next-generation technology. Get keyless home entry with your existing lock with the Kevo Convert Lock Conversion Kit. It uses your existing deadbolt and turns it into a smart lock in minutes. No hardwiring needed. Easily replace your current lock's interior hardware only, and your current lock's exterior hardware stays the same. For more information and a full list of features on the Kevo Convert and other next-generation technology, visit HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
If your old washer won't and your old dryer doesn't, the Home Depot is about to make your laundry day with up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Electrolux high-efficiency front-load washer and electric dryer, now just $4.98 each, and 50% off matching pedestals. For guaranteed energy-efficient performance and plenty of change in your pockets, come to the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details, valid through February 28th.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
A bath faucet should stand the test of time and always be in style no matter what your style. The exclusive Pfister Ladera widespread bath faucet in Tuscan bronze from the Home Depot does exactly that. And it's at a new lower price of just $109. You save $10. So you can have this timeless design without having to renovate your budget. The exclusive Pfister Ladera faucet, now just $109 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-463-5391. That's 800-463-5391. 800-463-5391. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of that same old boring talk show? Then tune into So What's Your Problem? Stan Ketzer is guaranteed to make you laugh and help solve your real-life problems. Tune in Saturdays at midnight right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my weight. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Money Talk.
It's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. It is great to have you with us. Let's get Frank on the line in Michigan. Frank, it's your turn. Welcome.
Really enjoy your show, and I thank the management of WTCM in Traverse City for carrying your program.
You have a great radio station there in Traverse City, and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah, they really do. I really enjoy that show, that programming that comes out of that station. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this question, but there seems to be a lot of talk about when to collect Social Security, and my thought is, I don't have any children. I have some nieces and nephews that basically will inherit my assets when I'm gone. And so I'm thinking, why not take it at 62 and invest the money? This way, if I die, at least I've gotten some of it, and my family will get it. Because when I look at, my brother's a CPA, and he did like a spreadsheet for me, and it showed the break-even waiting to full retirement age is like 80 years old, or 80, almost 81.
If you wait till age 70 to take Social Security, I think that your accounting work that you've had done is correct, that you will not break even on that until after you're 80 years of age. I think that is accurate, and I think with the family description you provided, if you want to take it at 62 and invest it, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's what I was thinking, because I don't need the money, so I might as well take it, invest it, and at least then my family will get to enjoy it at a later date.
Frank, I appreciate the call, and again, you have a great Kilocycle factory there in Traverse City. Let's get Pam on the line.
Two-part question. One is, I have $1 million using all of your funds for the last, I don't know how many years. Then I had an inheritance of $2 million that is sitting with a broker. This is the first part of the question. My question is, if I move it away from the broker and use your funds and some of your fixed portfolio, is it putting too much eggs in one basket?
Well, it's not one basket because, for example, if you take a look at Model Portfolio 3, which is what we recommend for approaching or in retirement.
That's what we're using.
You have many different funds in there. You have several funds in there across the equity and the bond portfolio. And so each fund is a basket. So it's not one basket.
All right. That makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pam. Let's get Mike on the line in Clifton Park. Mike, it's your turn. Welcome.
All right. Hey, Bob. Good to be on the Starship with you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, so here's the situation. One of my parents, 74 years old, about $320K. It was being handled by somebody that was doing an investing for her, and it didn't work out so good. You know, a lot of underperforming funds and one thing and another. So I'm taking it over for her, and looking at Model 3, and here's what she's got. About 50% of this is in a taxable account, about 15% in a Roth, and about 35% of that 320 would be in a straight IRA, traditional IRA. So I'm kind of thinking I should look at all three funds as one basket and try to do my, my proportioning that way. But then it comes down to, well, okay, what part would be better off in the taxable account? And which part would be better off in the retirement accounts?
Yeah, the general rule on this is that you like to take advantage of the tax law, the preferential tax law, as it relates to the stock investments, the equities in the portfolio. For example, there are preferential tax rates on capital gains, preferential tax rates on qualified dividends. And those rates do not apply to interest income. So I think it does make sense where possible to have your stock market holdings in personal money and to have your interest-bearing income portfolio holdings in tax-privileged money. Let me give you an example. You have a Roth IRA. If you place the income portion, or let's say portion of the income portion, in the Roth IRA, then all of that money comes in, and as long as you're following the Roth rules, it's tax-free.
Yes, I see.
And also in the other account that's tax-privileged but not a Roth, it's tax-deferred. And so it continues to compound until it's withdrawn as ordinary income at some point. At some point it reaches the, in her case, it's already reached the RMD state, so it comes out as ordinary income. But the point of it is, it does receive deferral, or in the case of a Roth, tax-free status, whereas the money that's paid out on the stock market account in terms of dividends, you're getting and the qualified dividend markdown on the tax bill, and you're getting the preferential capital tax, capital gains tax rate. So that's the general rule.
In order, as a follow-up, in order to shuffle the deck here, I got to sell a bunch of stuff in the taxable, some dogs in a taxable account that we're going to eat capital gains. I'm looking at pushing her up in the next tax bracket. I don't know, 10 to 15 or whatever that step is, but I'm trying to avoid that. But
you might be able to help yourself by using two calendar years to do it. Appreciate the call, Mike. We talk on Money Talk about becoming your own personal financial manager because that's a way for you to save a lot of money. I mean, you can save a ton of money rather than throwing money away on unneeded expenses. I mean, when you're running the show, when you've learned how to do it, you are in command. You can trust yourself. And I know many of you have already done it. You've let me know that you've already done it and you've been successful at it. And that's great to hear. I mean, the reality is we're at a tsunami level right now, a tsunami level for financial sharks. Probably has never been a time when financial sharks have been as plentiful as they are today. Well, you don't have to get down that road. My interest is that if you learn how to become your own financial manager, then you have somebody in the house that can get this job done. And that's such a big deal. You can stream Money Talk on your computer, download to your smartphone as well. That's Money Talk On Demand. The investment talk is year-round. Listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand 24/7. Sign up at bobbrinker.com right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN to 85850.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmay Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Rob Marinko. A 57-year-old man was shot to death today in Carson, and his 56-year-old brother was taken into custody. That attack took place about 2 p.m. on South Leapwood Avenue. The latest on a tour helicopter that crashed in the Grand Canyon. It killed three people, injured four others. The six passengers have been identified as British nationals. The only American was the pilot. Jordan Peele won the Writers Guild of America Award for Best Original Screenplay for his script for Get Out. while James Ivory won for Best Adapted Screenplay for Call Me By Your Name. The KBC SoCal weather forecast, rain is on the way, cloudy and cooler tonight. Lows mostly in the 50s, then showers starting by tomorrow night. Right now, 54 in Encino, 56 in Orange, and 58 in downtown L.A. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Rob Marinko, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
A bath faucet should stand the test of time and always be in style no matter what your style. The exclusive Pfister Ladera widespread bath faucet in Tuscan bronze from the Home Depot does exactly that. And it's at a new lower price of just $109. You save $10. So you can have this timeless design without having to renovate your budget. The exclusive Pfister Ladera faucet, now just $109 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
Adam Harmon and Debbie Leroy are KABC's new kids in town, interviewing experts and authors on everything from natural therapies for a better sex life to understanding astrology. It's the Adam Harmon Show, Saturdays at 9 p.m. here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You've heard me talk about attorney Sweet James Bergner. So many listeners have taken my advice, and here's why. Treating clients like people, not just a number. Using his knowledge, reputation, and resources with insurance companies to win cases. Winning hundreds of millions of dollars for thousands of accident victims. I've personally recommended many friends and family to call attorney Sweet James Bergner, and you should too. If you're hurt or in any kind of an accident, call the one to trust, Sweet James. 1-800-881-2021 or go to sweetjames.com.
Saturday mornings at 7, back by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Butzalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, what's going on around your house? Need a little help? A second opinion? Well, I'm here to help answer any questions you have about your home. All you have to do is call. Join me, Lou Manfredini, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on House Smarts Radio, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
A bath faucet should stand the test of time and always be in style no matter what your style. The exclusive Pfister Ladera widespread bath faucet in Tuscan bronze from the Home Depot does exactly that. And it's at a new lower price of just $109. You save $10. So you can have this timeless design without having to renovate your budget. The exclusive Pfister Ladera faucet, now just $109 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
It started a Davis Fund, which I understand is a venture fund. I know nothing about that. They put $4,000 into it, and it has grown to about $15,000. Now that she's in college, I would like for that money to not go backwards for her. She will need it in about a year. My gut is telling me we need to take it out now and just set it aside. But since I have no intelligent information about venture funds, I have no idea whether my gut is right or not.
Well, I think your gut is right. I think that it would make more sense to provide your granddaughter with the cash money invested in a money market fund, for example, earning a low rate of interest, but nonetheless liquid, so that she can use it the way she chooses to use it. And I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's get out to Jackson, California. Rich, it is your turn. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Bob, we're both retired and we're currently invested. My wife's IRAs and my IRAs are in Model Portfolio 3. My wife is a little less than 2 years from having to take her first required minimum distribution from her IRA, and I just took my first one last year, And the way I did that is I let my stock dividends and bond interest go into a money market account within the IRA. And then at the end of the year, I just took the RMD from the money market, paid the taxes, et cetera. Since my wife's a little bit less than 2 years away, she's currently reinvesting her dividends and interest from her bond funds back into those funds. Should she be reinvesting those funds until, you know, she gets to the point where it's time to start moving those funds into a money market, or should she continue to reinvest? What do you think about that?
It sounds like she has no liquidity to pay these required minimum distributions that are going to start within a couple of years. Is that right?
No, she's got enough in her money market fund within the IRA to start doing that right now.
Oh, she does. How many years' worth of RMDs does she have in her money
market?
About
one.
You know, I don't have any problem with her redirecting her distributions into a money market for the purpose of paying future RMDs. We're talking about a very small percentage, probably. What's the size of her account right now?
She's got a little bit over $1 million in her IRA.
And how much does she have in the money market?
About $30,000.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. I would say yes. I would redirect interest and dividends into her money market to give her, to put her in a better liquidity position to take those RMDs when they come due.
Even though it's about 2 years away.
Well, that's not very far when you're talking about. Look, in the first 2 years of RMDs, she's probably going to have to take, I'm just guessing, over $70,000.
Correct.
On a million dollar account in the first 2 years. She only has 30. I would redirect the interest and the dividends for sure.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
I'm going to put this in the no-brainer column.
Yes.
Rich.
I'm doing that in my IRA and it's working perfectly, so.
Well, okay. that's because you're a smart dude.
No, that's because I listen to you.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and the reason I gave that suggestion to Rich to relay to the boss is the following reason. Because if you have $1 million in the IRA and you're a couple of years away from RMDs, you're going to start shelling out pretty big slugs of money with the RMDs. First 2 years, probably going to be, I'm guessing, 70,000 area, 70-something. If you only have 30 in the money market, it's time to start building that baby up so you'll have that money available for those required minimum distributions. And for information on my investment letter, that's the Bob Brinker Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done right there at the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. Let's get out to the Hawkeye State in Dorchester. Stephen, you're on Money Talk. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Bob. I plan to establish a ladder of certificates of deposit. How far out in terms would you go? 1 year, 2 year, 3 years?
I would keep it short, Stephen, because the chances of rates going up, CD rates going up, are extremely high. I would stay short. I would keep it within a year. Appreciate the call, Stephen. Daryl is on the line in Texas. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to Money Talk. Good to have
you
with us.
Yes, the previous caller, earlier caller, was talking about RMDs from your IRA rollover. And he's talking about having, like, money in the money market account to pay when the RMDs start coming out. If you're invested in several funds and there's no cash in your money market account, in that account, you know, what do they start? Do they have to start selling stuff out of different funds, or should you sell stuff and have some cash in there in your money market?
I think it's a management question, and I think the proper way to manage such a fund is to have those monies available so that you're not forced into making a decision at a time that you don't want to make it. So that means that you're always ahead of the curve on your required minimum distribution, which is only a very small fraction of the account for most people. And so the easy way to do it, the painless way to do it, is simply steer your dividends and interest into a money market account, and the money's available.
Okay, so you just need to try to figure out when to start doing that, like, you know, a few, 2 or 3 years before you retire?
I think certainly a couple of years of where you're going to have to get, you know, you have to get enough money together, even in your first year, if it's right after 70 and a half. It's still less than 4% the first year. So if you steer some dividends and interest in there for a year or two, you're going to have that. And then you keep it flowing in there. I like to keep a year ahead.
Do you normally designate which, like, for the RMDs to come out of that, or do they kind of do that by default if you have money in the prime money market account?
Well, you would have to tell them at that point, well, no, you're going to direct that money, you're going to pay that money out of the account, and you're going to make that payment. So in that case, if you have the money in a money market account, then you withdraw the money from the money market account, and you make the payment from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you clearing that up for me.
Thank you, Daryl. And that's really the meaning. I'm glad Daryl called from the Lone Star State, because that is really what we talk about when we discuss liquidity. That's the whole purpose of having liquidity, is so that you have the money available to use when you need it. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, 6 fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert, all day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Imagine what you'd do with an extra $1,000 or $2,000 in your account every single month. Attend a free class to learn what the Wall Street Boys hope you'll never find out. If you call now, the Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study course. And then you can start to make your dreams a reality. Call 888-991-TRADE. 888-991-TRADE. Call 888-991-TRADE. That's 888-991-TRADE.
Ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now. Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk, where it's all about the money. We thank you for joining us. We do appreciate the company for sure. Tim's on the line listening to the great KFAR Radio Fairbanks. Hello, Tim. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hey, Bob. It's an honor.
Good to have you with us. What's up?
Hey, my wife and I bought a recreational vehicle, about 170,000, and I've got a Roth IRA with about 220 and a regular IRA with about 290 in it. And I was going to go ahead and pay it off with the IRA money. But I wanted your opinion on that. You hate to just use up all your liquidity for. I do have a steady income in addition to that, about $3,500 a month. The payment on the motorhome is about $1,020 a month. It's a 20-year loan. And I believe I can deduct the interest on it because it's a second home, considered a second home. These are our golden years. So we're trying to enjoy life. This is kind of like the second home you mentioned.
It's a vacation property as far as I'm concerned. Here's the way I look at it, Tim. First of all, obviously the quality of life contribution is immeasurable, and I'm all for that. So I think you did something that makes a lot of sense here. But I'm not going into my tax-privileged accounts to pay this loan off. I'm going to pay this off out of income. I'm going to take that deduction. I'm going to take that second home deduction that you talked about, and I'm going to pay this out of income. I'm not going, unless I have to, I'm not going to go into my tax-privileged accounts. If I had to go into my tax-privileged accounts, of course I would use the Roth first because that's, assuming it qualifies for tax-free withdrawal, then it wouldn't have any tax event.
Yeah.
But I'm not going there unless I have to. I'm going to try to do this out of income and let those tax-privileged accounts flourish.
Now, let me ask you this. If I, say, dip into the Roth and withdraw, $50,000, $60,000, drop on the loan, the principal, and that would get my principal versus interest payment at least above water, so to speak?
What do you mean by that? Give me a little color on that, Tim. What are you saying?
Well, right now, the principal versus interest on the loan is like 30-70, 30 the principal, 70 the interest, 70%.
I have an idea for you. Do you have an amortization schedule? Sounds like you do.
Yes.
Good for you. Well, here's what I'm going to suggest to you. If you want to convert that 20-year term into a 10-year term, then pay an extra principal payment every month. So every month you pay your regular payment plus the next principal payment, and you'll own it in 10 years.
And you would do that instead of taking a lump sum out of the Roth and dropping it right on the principal?
If I could afford to do that, I would do that without even thinking about it.
Oh, you would? You would take
I don't want to go into the tax-privileged accounts if I don't have to. I said I would if I had to, but I don't want to. And, I would take that amortization schedule, and I would make the regular payment plus the next principal payment, which is going to be small because most of it's interest, and you'll own it in 10 years instead of 20. That's a big psychological advantage.
Okay, Bob. I very much appreciate it. Long-time listener, subscriber, and been with you since 86. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Tim. We've been on the great KFAR Radio Fairbanks, along with the great KENI Radio Anchorage, since our Voiden... since our first program, that's back a long time ago, wasn't it? And we do appreciate those of you, and I know you're out there that have been with us for the whole nine yards. We do appreciate that loyalty to the broadcast. That's pretty fantastic stuff. Let's get out to Houston. Paul, welcome to Money Talk. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. The reason I'm calling, I'm looking at the M1 and the M2 money supply on your recent newsletter.
Sure.
And my understanding is that the M1 supply is cash only. But what is included in the M2 money supply? And
well, there's more than cash. Paul, there's more than cash in M1. That's the narrowly defined money supply. Here are the components of M1. The physical paper currency, the coin currency, the traveler's checks, and the demand deposits, all of those categories, that's checking account deposits, all of those categories are in M1. And then in M2, you add on the money market accounts and the savings deposits. So if you go to M2, which is a broad definition of money supply, then you have the physical paper currency, you also have the coins, you also have the traveler's checks and the demand deposits, you also have the money market shares, and you also have the savings deposits, and all of that is in M2.
I see. That's a lot of money.
That's a nice balance to have in your account. You're right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul, for calling, and that is a great question, and I appreciate you asking it very very much. Let's get out to the great KCMO Radio Kansas City. Doug, welcome to Money Talk.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. Hey, I had a question about market allocation.
Yeah.
Or portfolio allocation. So I'm a regular listener and just a recent Market Timer subscriber, and I've been looking at model portfolios 2 and 3. And currently, I'm 53 years old, and I'm probably 10 to 13 years away from retirement. So my thought was to have a breakdown of about 70% in equities and 30% in bonds, roughly. And currently, I have some of my investments in load mutual funds, and I want to switch them to the model fund. So I wasn't sure how to break my investments between Model 2 and Model 3.
Well, I think what you could do is you could take Model 3 and simply reduce the fixed income portfolio.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Sam is on the line in San Francisco. Sam, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I want to use a Schwab advisor, and I'm split right now between Vanguard and Schwab with my assets, and I'm in portfolio number 3, but I've decided I think I want to use an advisor. Would it be safe to move all my assets to Schwab? Would that be okay?
That would depend on your comfort level. It would certainly depend entirely on your comfort level. This is a very personal decision, and so I don't want to stand up for any one particular broker and say, oh, wow, yeah, you're 100% safe. I can't say that. So what I would do is look at the insurance that the broker provides, because the insurance is really what matters, not what I think or what I say. What kind of insurance protection would your account have? How large is your account?
$3.9 million.
Yeah, well, then you, in my opinion, if I were you, what I'd be doing is I would be contacting the broker and asking them what kind of and you certainly want documentation on this. What kind of insurance protection can you provide for my account in case anything goes wrong at your company? That's what I think you need to know.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and by the way, that answer would go for anybody, regardless of which firm you're going to. If you're going to a brokerage firm, then you definitely want to know what kind of underlying protection is going to protect you. Kim is on the line in Sunnyvale. Kim, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Appreciate the chance to talk to you, both a money talk and a fixed income advisor. And I've got a couple questions about appropriate substitute for bonds in a balanced portfolio. 2-3 years ago, I believe I heard you say on a couple of shows that if an investor had in rental investment income, that you could substitute that for bonds in a balanced portfolio. Is that correct? Did I understand you correctly at that time?
I think if you have a quality rental portfolio and you're savvy at managing a rental portfolio, I think it is reasonable to consider that income stream as a proxy for bond income. Now, this assumes you're not out there speculating in real estate. I'm not interested in counting that as a bond proxy. But certainly, if you have quality rental properties that you have good visibility on, I'm okay with that.
Okay, very good. Now, the second one has to do with John Bogle, someone who I know you're very familiar with. He did an interview, and he stated something that I've never heard before, and that was that it was appropriate to use your Social Security as a proxy for the bond market. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's his personal view. I really don't have any comment on it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Kim.
Very much,
appreciate
Bob.
It. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us here on the Starship. Our program coordinator is Ravi Chandran. Our producer is Meredith Oakes. And our technical directors are Angel Bordon and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.